إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are coming to the يوم العاشوراء, the 10th of Muharram, one of the most auspicious days, one of the best days of the year, a day which is full of khair and barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on the 10th of Muharram. He was told by the Sahaba that the Jews fast on this day because it was the day on which Musa alayhi salam was given the privilege of freeing his people from slavery to the pharaohs, and so he led them out of Egypt, and so therefore the Jews fast on the day of Yawm al-Ashura. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have a greater right to Musa than the Jews because we follow Musa alayhi salam with integrity without changing his religion, and therefore he said we will also fast on the Yawm al-Ashura. And he said the next year, and this happened in the last year of his life sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps me alive the next year, I will also fast on the 9th to distinguish our fasting from the fasting of the Jewish people. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam of course passed away before that, so he didn't fast on the 9th and the 10th, but he said he would have fasted, and that's the reason why the ulama recommend that we should fast either on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th to distinguish our fasting from the fasting of the Jewish people. The couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is that the importance of distinguishing our actions from the actions of other people, standing out, distinguishing, differentiating is branding, and that's what is Islamic branding, which is that we do things in our own way. We don't just follow what somebody else does. And our way is the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not some way that we invent every few days. It is what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do, and we follow him in bil ihsan, with in excellence, inshaAllah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins for that reason. The second important thing to understand is that on the Yawm al-Ashura's fasting, we fast because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted on that day. This fasting has nothing to do with the tragic shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu. And the reason for that is that at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on the Yawm al-Ashura and he recommended the fasting to the Sahaba, Sayyidina Hussein and his brother Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhuma were alive and well. They were little children in Medina. So if somebody says he's fasting on the Yawm al-Ashura because of the shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein, then he does not know history, because the fasting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nothing to do with the shahadat of his grandson. The shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a tragic incident in the history, very, very sad, very tragic, very unfortunate history, incident in our history as Muslims. It's a very good lesson for us to learn, to say that Muslims must not get misled by political aspirations of people. They must not follow people blindly, because that's exactly what happened. The political aspirations of Yazid led the Muslims of the time to go and assassinate and kill the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now how unfortunate is that? And that happened because the people who were following Yazid followed him without thinking, and they went and did something which is, I don't know how is one to adequately describe how unfortunate and how terrible such a thing was. We ask, if we had been alive, and this is where Imam Shafi rahmatullahi said that if love for the Ahlul Bayt, love for the family of Rasulullah, he said, if that is what makes you Shia, then I am a Shia. But using that day of Ashura as a commemoration of the death of Shahadat and death of Sayyidina of Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu, this is not from the Sunnah. This is against the Sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do it. He didn't ask anyone to do it. Obviously, he could not have done it because Sayyidina Hussain was alive and well at that time. But for people to do it today and say that they're fasting on Ashura because of that, this is a misunderstanding of the religion. And I think that is something that we should avoid, and that's not the reason why we are fasting. So make sure that we are fasting for the right reason, which is to bring alive one more sunnah of Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa in a hadith reported in Muslim said that the one who fasts on the Yawmul Ashura, on the day of Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of a full year for him, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. I remind myself and you, Islam is the following of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not creating new practices, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never did. So if you want to see whether a practice is correct or not, go back to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see, did he do this? If he did it, you do it. If he didn't do it, then don't do it, because that would amount to following somebody blindly without thinking, and that is not from Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to him and save us from that which is not pleasing to him, and to accept our amal for his sake and give us ikhlas in our amal, so that we do the amal and we do our deeds only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.